Wendy, good to catch up with you again. What have you been up to since the last time we met, which I think was at the parish closes walk?
That's right, and I'm continuing the same theme this year with an exhibition about the parish closes at the new Café Bookshop in Welgrat, where we are at this moment. And it's going to be a little exhibition of photographs by Candy Blackham and texts, creative texts by me about the parish closes. And that's going to be at the end of April and the beginning of May. And it'll give people a chance to not only to see the exhibition, but to experience the lovely new cafe we have. Well, it's great for a writer to have a really good cafe bookshop on their doorstep, so I can come in here and work for a bit. And all my books are on sale here, which is another bonus. And it's just a lovely atmosphere and lots of events, cultural events, English, French. So it's really good news.
So what are you up to on the book front? You said you've got books here.
Well, I'm still pursuing, I think I say this every time we meet, my book about old paths in Brittany, which has been held up a little bit because of illness and me not walking quite as well as before. But I'm determined to do it, and this year I'm going to finish that book, which is called Wayfaring in Little Britain. And I'm also bringing out a mini guide to the Breton saints towards the end of the year. So with the Parish Close exhibition, that's probably enough to keep me occupied.
Well, it's good to have, to start the year, because we are starting the year at the moment, January, to have a goal in sight, particularly after all that you've been through in the last couple of years.
Yes, I've lost a lot of writing time and a lot of mental energy through illness, and this book about walking the old paths has been driving me mad with frustration, because the last thing I've been doing is walking the old paths. But now I'm determined to change that, and if necessary to adapt the book to fit with my capabilities, because I think it's a really interesting topic. And it's also turning into writing quite a bit about what it's like to be a solitary person. And to live alone, to walk alone, to think of oneself as a lone person. So that's going to be woven into the text.
It's an interesting approach.
Because looking back, which when you're walking these paths, is you think about your life, I realise what a strand that's been. And so maybe it's time to look at it a bit more in the context of the history and landscape of Brittany.
Well, thank you very much, Wendy.
That's a great pleasure to see you
Good
again.
To catch up with you.